Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Blood Lords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Barnabas Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Chris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R, Oak Disc, and a Secret Pasture There, Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadow Art, Cyrendon, The Necromancer Forever, Doc Holliday, Corey, Robert T, Jason K, Dicky Lopez, Bobson Dugnet, Ricky Ropebridge, Alex K, Doma El Laca, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Fig Tear, Zach S, Jamie H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Firedown, M54, Ewaz, Jameson S, Eric R, Plus 2 Vorpal Zaman of Whacking, I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, Hard, Witch Hunter, Jeremy D, Matthew M, Scott E, Progeny of Kuchu Lane, Liz Giggles, Calistria Specialty, Brandon K, Grigus Maximus, and Andrew G. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of Session 30. We're in the town of Saloshore, which has a whole underwater section, and that's where we're at. We're making our way towards an old temple where we hope to find Sani, Bride of the Sea, a hag, and member of the Graveclaw Coven. As we approach, we see a sunken ship and can't help but go search it. We find a giant crab and we turn it to chum. We then enter the old temple through a side door and find a kind of lab area. Three gross and disparate monsters pop out and are terrible. We manage to kill them all, though, and find the docks we were looking for Gishkar of the Carters Consortium. No Sani yet, but we prepare to continue our search.
So yeah, healed up, you're sitting in this alchemical ingredient storage shed of some kind, and there is a door in front of you.
Is everybody healed up? I'm healed up, so I assume we must be good. Anybody need anything more?
I'm sickened and flat-footed, and...
You should throw up and stand up.
Sure seems like the easy thing to do.
You'd think so, but I mean, it's still on there.
When did we last sleep? Do I really not have any third level spells?
It was a rough combat.
Well, we've gone through two fights, but two of them were like combined.
What do you do?
Go back around to the other door.
There is another entrance. The main entrance and then the two sides.
You know, we don't have a rogue anymore. I suppose just check this door for traps.
Why? What are we going to do if there's a trap?
Go around Stand the back. Door.
I'm just going to open it with my face anyways. I open the door.
Well, there you go. Open door with face.
That's a specialized action that you get.
I mean, if it's a specialized action I get, I feel like I should get a bonus towards any saves towards any traps I set off then, right? So that works? It's, I mean, if obviously. It's specialized? Yeah.
Obviously. That wasn't sarcastic at all. Not at all.
Tyler, I don't know what sarcasm is, so I'm going to say that's correct.
Okay. Also, it's David's birthday this week. He gets 37 hero points.
Yes, 37 hero points. Hell yeah.
I was hoping you weren't going to bring that up, Swanee. Of course you brought that up.
All right, where are we going to? Which door?
Door right in front of us.
All right, I fucking step back and let the Aris do it. Now I'll search it for traps.
Nice, there's so many traps on that thing.
Yeah, I get it in that one.
You make a trap?
I'm convinced. Yeah. I'm convinced this is trapped.
I put a trap on. Pretty sure Arius already said he was opening the door.
So wait, we're inside now? I can walk, breathe, and do everything, right?
No, it's still water here.
So that was actually something water. I was going to mention, and I haven't had a chance to. We've been kind of RPing and talking as though the water isn't impeding you. And at this point, I want to continue to do that.
You've literally made it so I can't move, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, not impeding.
Oh, that's moving, not talking.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Just talking is the thing.
Well, we've got water breathing.
We got water breathing. Sound travels better in water than in air.
So, Arius is expecting a trap then?
Arius, be careful. That is definitely trapped. I'm standing
it's,
back.
It's fine, I've gone through so many traps, I'm basically immune to them.
You're not, but I like the attitude.
That's not how that works.
I mean, if I go down, somebody can heal me, right?
Yes, of course. Of course, we'll heal you. We'll take care of you.
What are the chances that I'm going to get one shot by a trap?
Five.
Well, how many doors have we gone through? Maybe 100 doors together, and you did almost get one shot by one of them, so 1 in 100?
Yeah, but, like, that would just put me down to, like, dying, too. It's fine.
So, Arius, when you open the door, fully expecting something to swing out at you, magical flames or something, nothing happens. Instead, in front of you stands this woman.
Okay, which is even earlier than I expected.
I shouldn't laugh, but that is just a very funny face.
That is so goblins, fucking gremlins too. Like the hotel, I mean, when they're in the office and the ones dressed up all like with makeup and shit.
Yes, 100%.
Yes, yes. It's very good.
Her
very good.
Blonde hair looks like seaweed. Her skin is the color of mucus.
Yeah, fair.
She's wearing a red...
I like the dress.
Cocktail
the dress.
The dress
has got
it's
like,
a nice
like
dress.
Starfish and clams hooked to it, which is hilarious. It's great. But yeah, her face is just comically evil.
And it is comically evil. The red lipstick, like goblin-sized mouth with grinning sharp yes. teeth.
Yes.
And a turned down bulbous nose.
I'm taking that dress, though. Like, it's not really my color. I'm more about the blacks, but I'll take it.
If you need red.
If I need red, there it is.
And as Arius opens the door, she is working at a cauldron in the middle of this room. And this room is interesting. I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of it. In the room here, you have a round black cauldron. It rests in the center of the room over a nest of coals that magically glow with heat despite the surrounding water. There are stone shelves that line the walls, and they're filled with ingredients or alchemical crafting and mundane cooking. In the corner, you see a chest, and even Arius immediately recognizes that chest. It looks like the chest that you found in the Great Urge Bank.
Oh shit.
Sallows on it. It's not the exact same chest, but it's absolutely of the same design. Arius opens the door and she turns and looks startledly. It's been a half an hour. Oh, God, my goodness. I thought that one of my creatures got themselves a little treat. But instead I see you. Hello. I am Sani. How... may I help you?
Okay, maybe we can get through this without a fight. I don't think so, but we can pretend like we can.
Have you come for a bargain?
I mean, she's already got a red border around her.
Some wrong you need righted?
Yes, we're here investigating certain things. We're wondering if we could avail ourselves of your expertise and knowledge.
I generally don't work for free, honey.
Oh, believe me, we don't ask for free.
Oh, good.
Oh, I don't even care. All we need you to pay is your life. Let's just do this.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of a way to try and make this seem like it's a meeting. And everything I can think of is like, okay, we need the ring from your ex-husband... we need to know why you're trying to poison a bunch of people in Great Urge. Do you want to answer any of those?
Ex-husbands?
Yes, darling, right?
Never to
wasn't
put myself
her
down.
Ex-husband.
Current husband? Oh, no.
No, it was one of the hag's ex-husband, or hag's husbands that she killed.
Oh, yes, you killed.
She narrows her eyes. Who are you?
Doesn't really matter, because you have desecrated this temple to Urgothoa.
She looks around her. Repurposed it. Nobody was using it when it was 80 feet under the water.
That doesn't make it less Urgothoa's.
How is this desecrated? Don't all Urgothor temples kind of look like this?
Cabin Authority hasn't sent any sort of cleaners to any cities like this. They leave us be. We pay our taxes.
Well, they've sent us now.
The government. Please, they haven't had solid representation here in decades.
New management.
They found out you were not paying your taxes, actually.
And also, that as well as poisoning people, which is just no good.
Does the name Tavia mean anything to you?
Yes, just another speck under our boots. Our immaculate high-heeled boots. Which I normally wear. I understand I'm naked right now, but it's underwater, and it's just cumbersome to wear clothing.
I forgot.
So it was you. You're the one who killed her. Oh, well, good. Ruling the Graveclaw will be much easier without her influence.
It's so easy when you're dead.
Oh, really? That will make it much easier for you? Interesting. We found her quite trifling.
Trifling?
Her cabin, on the other hand, was a right bitch.
The cabin was a bitch.
But yes, Tobias Highridge apparently had a wife who was also a member of the Graveclaw. Do you have her ring? We'd like that.
Oh, Nepenthe? Oh,
sure.
We killed her ages ago, darling.
Yes, I'm aware and I don't care. But I'd like her ring.
Her ring? I'd say to check her corpse. I didn't bother taking the shoddy wedding ring from her.
Where is the corpse, then?
She was buried to the east. However...
Underwater?
Yes. Well, before the temple sank.
Oh, I see. I guess I didn't realize the time frame.
Pirate takes forever to get over anything.
Yes.
Tax collector.
Yes.
Vampire. Well, sorry.
Well, it's all right. I don't really like him either. We've just got obligations. Anyway, tell us about this tremor paste that you were sending.
Tremor paste?
Yes.
You can't tie anything to me.
You shipped tremor paste in boxes of caviar. That weren't actually caviar. They were tremor paste. And... Gishkar is very upset. Not that I care about him either. I just want to know why you're poisoning people in Greydirge and for whom.
I see that this is how it's going to go. I won't answer your questions, vampire. Instead, I'll kill you.
No,
and then make my move on the Graveclaw.
Nope, you'll die. You'll be the one who dies. Just give us the answers and it'll be all right.
Why don't we let the dice make that decision? Everybody roll for initiative. At the top of round one, as everybody's, like, finally making moves, she's about to cast a spell, it looks like, and everybody's tightening grips on weapons and holding shields in ready positions. Lucan, at the top of round one, it's your turn.
Yeah, so it is. Everything's kind of crowded in here.
Oh, it's a super really tight room. It's only 20 by 20. Move.
I guess we'll just do the whole kit and caboodle right off the bat. We'll start with a single action to cast Boost Eidolon, and then I will use a free action and a focus point to cast Extend Boost, and then I need to make a nature check. Yep, nature. Because I'm a primal caster. Ugh, I need to improve that. My nature check is not very good. But I roll a 16 and get a 25. That is a success, which means I now have Boost Eidolon for three rounds on Sundrinker. Then I will use my second and third actions to act together. And I will start by casting, of course, the good old Electric Arc Reflex Save. And looks like she succeeded, so she'll take half, 5 damage. Then Sundrinker will take an action to strike out with their vine. I don't know I have no idea what this hag might be weak or strong to, so I'm just going to go slashing and see what happens. So, attack. And I get a 27 to hit.
27.
Isn't there like negatives because you're underwater?
I was going to say, minus 2 circumstance penalty.
Oh, yes, of course, I've forgotten about that. 25 to hit.
A 25 still hits.
You will take 18 slashing damage. And that is the end of my turn.
All right, she takes all of that damage.
Excellent.
That then takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
Okay, we are going to start with trying to go into the Dread Marshal stance. So I'm going to do an intimidation check. Roll poorly, but it might still be enough. 21 against the standard DC.
Standard DC is 20 at this level.
All right, so that is a regular success. So knock my Marshal's aura down to 10-foot aura instead of a 20-foot emanation.
Okay.
Action 2, I raise my shield. Action 3, we can only move, what, 10 feet? It's like I know I don't need to make an athletics check in here because it's not, but I can still only move the swim speed, right?
Yeah, you're only going to be
Which
able to move as though you
plus
made it.
5 per 20.
Exactly.
So I will then move through Sundrinker's space and to the east of Sani with my third action.
Still kind of sort of keeping the cauldron between you and everyone, but you're all closing in on her. Then that takes us over to Sani. As you're all getting closer, she uses her first action to swim around Shara. She sees you kind of trying to circle around her. So instead, what she's going to do is she's going to swim around.
Attack of opportunity.
If you have it.
Wait, I haven't gone yet. Am I prepared for this fight? Do I have a reaction?
I mean, you've all been standing here talking to each other, and you know that you're going to kill this lady.
She had a red border around her.
I'm saying you're talking about fighting. It wasn't
Fuck
meant
me.
To be.
No. Apparently I wasn't prepared because I got a 16 to hit.
Yeah, no, that will not do it. All right, so then she'll complete her movement. She swims into the next room. For her first action, she's through this broken doorway, and she uses her second and her third actions. She looks at Shara and calls out to her, and she fans out her hand, revealing the back of her hand, and there's a ring that she's wearing, and it's a diamond ring. And then it changes into an eyeball. It blinks. And as it does that, I need Shara to give me a fortitude save.
Okay. Let's see. Does any kind of fear effect?
It is transmutation and visual.
Oh, that's it, huh?
Yes.
So not inhaled, mental, or fear?
None of those things, no.
Well, geez. Well, I get a 23.
A 23 is a success. You feel your limbs start to seize up a little bit, but you shake it off.
Urgathoa protects me, you hag.
Well done.
Arius, it's your turn.
I can't remember the movement penalty.
You can move 10
feet
at a time. Feet per action.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to use 2 actions to move 10 feet. 5, 10 feet. Third action. Oh, fuck, what is that?
Can't really hide these from you anymore. As you enter the room, you nope. see there is a well-adorned chambers with some, you know, some sea fauna arranged and a bed of sorts and 2 large ghoul crocodiles.
I mean, would I have? I would have seen them after my first action, right?
Yes, first action you got
this
off.
This is where I would have been after my first action.
Yeah, right at the doorway. Yep.
How have I used so many spells already, guys? What are we doing? all, like, so many of my spells, like, I still have so many harms, but, like, my fun spells are gone.
I haven't used much.
Do I block the doorway, or do I keep moving into the room further?
Don't move in further. Wait for me. I want a fireball. Wait, I can't. It's underwater. Never mind.
You can't. It's underwater.
So do whatever you want.
Waterball!
No wonder you still have that spell available.
All right. Well, I'm moving like where I originally said. So two actions. I move into the room and up to the north so I'm not blocking the door. Third action, I'll take a swing at the thing.
Sonny?
Yeah, that thing. And I get a holy shit, 22 to stab.
A 22 misses.
Doing real good.
Then that takes us over to Kix, who is still in the alchemical storage area. It's your turn.
I'm in the room now. Woo! Let's see what we got going on. Just seeing if I have a line of sight. I don't. Was she carrying like a weapon at all?
No.
Okay. Is this cauldron like anything like the other ones, or like it's interacting with us, or is this just a chilling cauldron?
No, the cauldron just looks like it's chilling. The coals are generating, you know, heat. It's magical coals, but you know.
I'll move back here, and then I'm gonna cast. I'm gonna amp message to Shara, granting a move action.
Shara, do you want to use a reaction to stride? Oh, wait. Well, is it? It's specifically stride, isn't it?
Right. Step or stride, yeah.
Yeah, this is,
and this is a swim. This is swimming. Not a step or stride.
Oh, really? That's fucking dumb. Well, I don't talk to you then. I just cast guidance on my plant friend.
Thanks.
Get it, Sundrinker. All right.
That's all I got.
Then after Kix, that is going to take us over to one of the giant crocodiles. It's the one that's right next to the door. Yeah, the large crocodile doesn't have reach. These quarters are tight. Alright, so for its first action, it's going to swim around the backside of Sonny. For its second action, it's actually going to push some of her decorations and shit out of the way. She's got potted plants and pots here. It uses its third action to strike Arius. Can't hit though. 18?
Nope.
That'll do it. Alright, then that takes us over to the top of round 2. Lucan, it's your turn.
Yes. I'm trying to determine what I wanted to do, what I really want to do. I can't. So we'll do something else. One action, Sundrinker will move there. One action, Lucan will move there. So kind of both being able to see into the room. Lucan hanging back, Sundrinker getting a little closer. Leaving a space for somebody else to get into melee. And Sundrinker will use their reach to their tendril strike ability to swipe out 10 feet at the hag. Slashing worked last time, so we'll do it again. So I have a -2 from attacking underwater, but I have a +2 from your thing, Swanee.
That's just guidance.
No, mine's +2 damage, not attack.
Damage, all right.
Mine's +1 from guidance.
That's right, you gave me guidance. So I have a net -1. I get a 31 to hit.
A 31 hits. Even though is it a 29?
Nope, it's a 31.
It's 31, all right, yeah, 31 hits.
So I actually deal 18 damage.
Nice. All right. And it all goes through.
Sweet. And that is my turn.
Then that takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
Shara will take a swim forward 10 feet. We'll take one swing here at Miss Sonny. Ooh, 30 to hit.
30 hits.
I was going to land on that too for a second. I would have been sad. So that'll be 14 slashing damage.
She takes that.
And then third action, we will raise that shield back up.
Then after Shara, that takes us over to Sonny. And she uses her first action to swim back to the rear of this room.
Get her, Ted.
Taking another swing. Sorry, not a swing. Stab. I'm stabbing, so I don't take the penalty. 29 to hit.
29 hits.
I stabbed her.
Stab a good.
Decent damage. 21 damage.
21. Is that nice. With the additional... be 23?
That is not. So 23 damage.
Nice. Ooh. And a couple of slices and stabs. Sani's not looking the greatest. But she steps... she swims to the back of the room. And with her second and her third action, she casts a spell. I need a fortitude save from Arius.
Okay. God damn it. Why'd I have to roll off that 18? 16.
16 fails. Now, there's going to be parts piercing damage and parts negative damage here. Obviously, you will not be taking the negative damage. So first you're going to take 18 points of piercing damage, and then because you failed, I'm going to kind of... she's casting this spell, and all of the broken pottery and the kelp and the plants that are in here spring to life and shut you in. She's casting Vampiric Maiden, an entire like Vampiric Maiden shape. The kelps shut you in and they pierce you as they do. So you're now immobilized as well.
Fun stuff. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. That is her turn. So that's going to take us over to the other ghoul crocodile, who is going to close that gap that Sani left and engage in with Shara. Swim up for their first action, target and bite with their second action. 30 to hit Shara.
30 definitely hits me.
Take 10 points of piercing damage.
I can use a reaction here. Selfish shield. My self-interest protects me. I take 2 plus half my level, so I reduce that damage by 4. Okay, I take 6 damage.
All right. And then for its third action, it grabs you.
Shocker.
Right.
No, it doesn't grab you with the shocker. You're not naked.
Arius, it's your turn.
Arius will... so he's just immobilized from that, right?
You're immobilized until you take an action to extricate yourself.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about being immobilized. It means I just can't take a move action, right?
Yeah.
I don't need to move. They're right in front of me. I'm going to start swinging. I'm going to start swinging on the one right in front of me on the top, which appears to be the ghoul crocodile at the bottom of the initiative. They're both the same.
Yeah, cool. They're both the same name. It's just ghoul crocodile.
14 to hit.
14 misses.
20 to hit.
On the nose. That piercing stabby weapon stab. Is helping.
15 damage.
Plus... 2, or did you add that in already?
Ooh, 17 already. Damage. I keep forgetting that.
Nice.
How you doing on health, Shara?
I'm fine. I'm down 6.
I'm down 18. I think we're okay. I will attempt to intimidate. Who do I want to intimidate?
Who?
That's the question.
Because the ghouls might not be intimidable.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. So I think I'm going to attempt to intimidate her. But she's not even in your aura yet, right? You're probably going to have to wait and do that. Never mind. I take that back. Third action, I'm just going to take another swing. I'll wait on the intimidate.
Swing, swing, swing. Okay.
I'll probably miss, but fuck it. Or I roll a 19 and get a 21 to hit.
Hell these things yeah. happen. You hit.
Stab, stab. Another 12 damage.
14.
Plus 14 damage.
14.
I won't remember that this entire combat.
Alright, then after Arius kicks, it's your turn.
She retreated to the back, huh?
Yep.
Blaster mind.
And there's a bunch of big boy ghoul crocodiles getting in the way.
Well, two.
That's a couple.
Is two a bunch?
Couple? I don't know. When they're fucking ghoul crocodiles.
Up, is it a bunch? I don't know.
Like a bunch.
Is bunch more formation than a number? I don't know.
They certainly have bunched together in order to prevent you from having easy access.
What have I seen her been doing? Has she just been, like, walking around? Or what did she, like, cast as...
She hasn't done anything since she got back there.
She's casting spells. She's cast two
spells so far.
She put Arius in a Vampiric Maiden and...
Oh, that's right, the Vampiric Maiden.
Yep, used an item
whatever she
on.
Tried to do against me.
I'm gonna do a... Oh, first I'll enter... I'll unleash Psyche, and then I will forbidden thought her for casting a spell.
Okay, okay. So you do move up though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I see that. Okay. Perfect. All right, then she needs a will save then, huh? Only when she tries to do the thing.
On her turn.
Yep.
Yep, that's right. That's right. When she tries to cast a spell. All right?
And she has no idea anything has happened. No meta in that she just moves in three circles.
She just decides to start monologuing with all three actions, mind you. No, that's going to take us over to... The ghoul crocodile that kicks, or sorry, not kicks. The ghoul crocodile that Arius is fighting. It's going to use its first action to, well, bite you. Ooh. 33 to hit.
Yeah, it's a critical hit.
It's a critical hit because you're swimming in water.
That's a critical hit because we're in water.
Well, no, it'd be 33 a critical hit anyways.
Yeah. Oh, you're right on the dot.
Take. That's terrible. 20 points of piercing damage.
That's not the worst.
Could be worse.
20 is the crit damage?
20 is the crit damage, yes.
Okay, just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, don't double that. After that critical hit, it uses its second action to grab you.
What you got? Oh, is it just automatic grab or you're going to roll?
Yeah, no, it's an automatic grab.
No, it's automatic grab.
Fun.
And then for its third action, it's going to death roll.
You ever seen a baby crocodile do a death roll? It's fucking adorable.
No, but now I want to.
They try so hard.
They try so hard.
Yeah, they're just like... Wah!
I love it. For its third action, it death rolls Arius. Arius does a 25 hit.
Yeah, it does.
All right, then, Arius, you are going to take an additional 11 points of piercing damage.
Fun.
And this one's interesting. With the death roll action, it knocks you prone if it hits on its strike.
I was immobilized.
I guess you're now immobilized and grabbed and on the ground. So you're in the maiden, in the jaws. I mean, you're a sushi-wrapped skeleton right now, and this alligator, the crocodile, is trying to, you know, death roll you to pieces. Which takes us to the top of round three. Lucan, it's your turn.
I had a thought of something I was going to do. I was thinking of... I haven't busted this spell out, but I don't think it's going to be super useful at this time. Maybe it would. Fuck it. I spend three actions to act together, and I cast Wall of Thorns north to south directly in front of the hag.
Oh.
What does that do?
It lasts for a minute. Basically, I'm trying to separate her off from us so she can't cast spells on us while we're dealing with these crocodiles.
I see. All right.
And then with Sundrinker's single action from Act Together, they will attack the badly injured crocodile with their lashing tendril strike.
And the one that's currently chewing on Arius, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we want to get rid of that one. We'll go slashing, and I get a 23 to hit.
Okay, a 23 hits.
Excellent.
That was a minus two.
It is with minus two. And this will be plus two damage because of Shara. So 16 slashing damage. And that is the final round of Bruce Eidolon now. And I'm done.
That ghoul crocodile who's got Arius in his jaws, just death rolling. It's not looking the greatest. It's coming to pieces. But he continues.
What'd you do? You made her so she can't cast spells?
I put a wall in between her and us.
Correct. actually.
Thanks, bro.
She can't see us. And hey, we're just going to deal with these crocodiles. You've already got your thing on her. I don't know. I didn't know.
I mean,
what else
it's
to
done.
Do. I'm sorry.
Unless she.
Well, she can still cast spells. We just have cover. So if it's targeted.
Yeah, that's my hope, is that, like, she's going to try and cast something beneficial on herself and it's going to fail.
Wait, well, why would something beneficial on herself fail?
Oh, is your thing only if she casts it on us?
No, it would just deal damage. It doesn't
fail. Yeah, it just hurts her. Yeah.
It doesn't stop her from doing it. Just if she tries to do it, it deals her damage. It
hurts her. Oh, gotcha.
Oh, we're talking about Kix's forbidden thought.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, Shara is going to attack the near-death one. It's right there. There's no reason not to. And get a 28 to hit.
28 hits.
A little bit of damage. 12 damage.
All right. It is absolutely coming to pieces, but it is still holding on to Arius and spinning.
Well, that's just annoying. We'll attack again, I guess. Get a 19 to hit.
19 misses.
Actually, no, that would have been a 17 to hit.
Yeah,
and 17. And third action, I will raise a shield.
Then that takes us over to Sani, who is currently behind the wall of thorns, yelling profanities at Lugin from behind it.
She can still cast, just has...
I guess just has cover.
Cover. We have cover from her.
Like, does she have line of effect?
If it's something targeted, then she'd have to roll against cover.
Yeah.
You mean an attack? Spell attack? Line? You know?
Yeah.
Something like that. What if it's casting?
Anything that set, like, anything that says, you know, target.
Yeah. I'm thinking like mental stuff.
Yeah, I think even if it's mental, you still have to target them.
How does cover translate on a spell that doesn't require an attack? It doesn't. I guess that's my confusion.
Oh, wait, no, I'm thinking concealment. Cover is just a +2 to AC.
Yeah, like, I don't think cover really benefits on something like that.
So, let's see.
Yeah, as long as it's not like she has, as long as she's not rolling like an attack roll.
I mean, it does say if a creature is entirely behind a wall or the like, you don't have line of effect and typically can't target at all.
Yeah, and it's kind of like in one of those situations where I don't think it could see through the tangles. So she's going to do something else. But then you can't really see what she's doing either. So she is going to cast a spell. And obviously that's going to go potentially poorly for her. She needs to give a will save. Because that's exactly what Kix told her not to do. 29.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's probably saved. So she'll just take half damage. +2 from the aura, and then +3 from psychic. Oh, so 6. So it should be +8.
+8 total?
Yeah.
Damn, psyche shit. And she's behind the wall, so it doesn't matter that you don't have line of effect to her right now.
Yeah, it seems so.
The spell was already put on
it.
Yep. So she's just going to take that 22 damage. She casts the spell and screeches louder because it hurts. Then that takes us over to the ghoul crocodile. Not the one that is currently rolling on Arius. The one that's grabbing Shara. And Shara, first it's going to, since it still has you grabbed, it's going to death roll you.
Mm-hmm.
Try to.
Likely succeed. I don't think they've missed yet.
Yeah, everybody being flat-footed by default is rough. Yeah, it gets a 31 to hit. All right, then you're going to take 21 points of piercing damage.
I will use my selfish shield.
How much does that prevent?
4.
4? Okay. And then, like Arius, the death roll knocks you prone, or makes you prone as well.
Oh, okay. I'm already flat-footed, so whatever.
Yeah. Well, it spends an action at some point to maintain the grab on you, but death roll again. Not one of the die. That'll miss.
Well, that's good.
Arius, it's your turn.
So I'm hurt. I'm immobilized. I'm grabbed.
I'm prone.
I'm just kind of fucked.
It doesn't
I'm trying to think. Do any of these grabbed would make me have to do a DC5 check, right? To do any type of manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just going to say fuck it and do a 3-action harm.
Risk it.
Is that going to require me to... Yeah, I'm going to have to do DC5 for that, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
3-action harm is going to heal them.
Yeah, but it's going to heal myself and you, right? Are you hurt? I hate that I can't see anybody's HP, and I'm sorry I've been doing my taxes because I've been putting that shit off for months. How hurt is everybody else?
Not at all.
I think you and I are the only ones that are hurt.
Yeah.
And how hurt are you?
Just injured.
I'm only injured. I'm only down 23.
I'm down bad, so maybe I'll just do a 2-action to myself just then.
Heal yourself. I'll heal myself on my turn.
Okay, so I'll just do a 2-action, 3rd-level harm on myself.
So do you make that DC check, or do you try to escape first? Well, I suppose immobilize would make it... Either way, you'd have to make the check, I think.
Immobilize isn't a check. I just do an interact action to free myself.
I'm just talking the condition, the immobilized condition itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, immobilize doesn't make you do a check. That's just grand.
Yeah, so I'm just going to use the action to unimmobilize myself.
You would need to get out of the grab.
Yeah, because you're both... Yeah, you're grabbed. You'd have to escape for the grab on the crocodile. And then you would have to use an interact action to escape the maiden.
Why can't I do an interact action? Get free of the maiden first.
You can, but that's not going to get rid of the DC5.
Yeah, the DC5 is still there because of the grab.
I'm not worried about DC5.
Oh. Oh, never mind. Then yeah, you absolutely could. It would give you action or ability to use actions with the move trait afterwards.
Okay, I'm going to free myself from the immobilized first, and then I'm going to do a 2-action harm on myself.
Aren't you still immobilized by the grab, though?
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to free myself from the maiden.
There you go.
Specifically to get rid of one of the fucking things that's debuffing me now. And then I do a 2-action harm on myself. I roll 17 on the DC5.
So you make that.
I heal myself for 37.
Nice. Ooh. Nice.
Oh. The Vampiric Maiden, you're only immobilized for one round.
On the failure?
Yeah.
Oh, well then that's... I'm not going to worry about that one then. I'm going to try and break free instead.
I guess I missed that. I was reading it.
Target takes full damage, is immobilized by the Maiden for one round, or until it uses an interact action to extricate itself, whichever comes first.
That's okay. It did what it needed to do.
I'm going to try and free myself from the grab instead then. Because there's no reason for me to get free of the maiden then. I missed that as well.
Yeah, so that would be just an escape check.
Or just kill it.
Or just kill it.
You kill it, you get the same result.
Oh my god! Okay.
Can you
use first and second act?
I don't think you can use a two-handed weapon while you're grabbed.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah, you can.
100%.
Sorry, I don't know why I...
Yeah, not while you're swallowed whole, though.
Swallowed hole is where the issue. Yeah, yep. All right, sorry. Go on.
So it's Arius's turn. Arius is going to, for his first and second action, cast a 3rd-level harm. He gets a 17 for his DC5 check. He's then, for his 3rd action, going to try and take a swing at the thing that's holding him. Stab. I mean, gets a 26 to hit.
That is a hit.
He deals a 21 damage.
And that
no,
is enough.
No, I can't do that.
Why?
God damn it. No, yes I can. Yes I can. Okay. I was going to say, because I need a hand free to cast the spell, but no, I don't. My sword is my focus.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Holy shit.
That is enough to destroy the ghoul crocodile. It had 1 hit point.
Woohoo, we got there, guys. We got there.
Kicks. At the bottom of round 3, it's your turn.
So this wall is also preventing me from seeing, like, doing things to her, right?
Correct.
Or cover, giving her cover?
Yep. Ghoul crocodiles.
Fuck it. We'll throw a different piece of the crocodile at the other crocodile.
Do you hit it with a chunk of
like one of the tooths or something? Just a big old croc tooth coming at him.
A croc tooth at it.
Awesome. Good old telekinetic projectile.
Oh, that was gonna be 17. All right, I'm done. And then I'll cast. I'll just do recall the teachings and be done.
Prepare yourself to aid.
Best goddamn class ever played by me. I'm so strong.
So good.
Top of round 4. Lucan, it's your turn.
Okay. Now, can I just choose to unsummon this thing if I wanted to? Or is it just, it just lasts a minute and that's just all there is to it?
I think it depends on the spell.
I think that's it.
Spells say that.
I don't think I can dismiss it. Yeah. It was probably a really bad idea. I don't know. I just did it. I will target Mr. Gator and do an electric arc. Reflex save. Oh, this is an act together, by the way.
Ooh, and that one.
Excellent. It will take double this damage, which is 12, so it should take 24. Then Sun Drinker will then also attack with a slashing.
Did you get my extra plus 4, I guess, from my damage? Or from... oh, no, Lucan's outside of my 10-foot aura. Never mind.
Lucan
doesn't get that.
And I will get a 29 to hit.
29 hits.
Excellent. So then this damage plus 2.
Sundrinker is in my aura.
Yep, so 20 slashing damage.
All right.
Then with my final action, Sundrinker will just start moving forward. And that's my turn.
After Lucan, Shara, it's your turn.
Yeah, we're going to attack this Crocodilio. Nat 20.
Kill it.
So, assuming they can be criticaled. Two ones. 21 damage. And if it can be frightened, it is.
It doesn't matter. You destroy it.
Nice. That's action one. Action two, I stand up.
You were technically prone.
Yep. And action three, I'm gonna heal myself. Okay, so yeah, third action, I heal myself with Touch of Corruption for 18.
Then after Shara, that takes us over to Sani once more. And she's sitting back here.
Can she lawyer her way out of this?
I don't know. You gotta lawyer your way out of a thorn wall. Now, I'm actually curious about something. The wall's spaces are difficult terrain, and for every move action a creature uses to enter at least one of the wall's spaces, that creature takes 3d4 piercing damage. So she can choose to move her way through the wall of thorns, which on her turn is what she is going to do. She's going to swim through them, and in doing so, will take that piercing damage. So David, if you want to actually roll that for me.
Roll the 4d4 piercing damage?
Yeah, the piercing damage for the Wall of Thorns.
Okay.
Did you say 4d4 or
3d4? 3d4.
It's
3d4,
yeah.
I get 9.
9, okay. So she will take 9 points of damage as she swims through the Wall of Thorns. With her second and third action, she's going to use something called Crashing Wave. And a crashing wave is usually you're summoning a crashing wave that sweeps away from you, dealing 6d6 bludgeoning damage to creatures in the area. You're underwater, so this is going to be the churning of the currents dealing this damage. So Kix and Lucan are safe from this cone, but from Shara and Arius and Sundrinker, I need reflex saves.
I get a 26.
26 is a success. What about Shara?
Shara gets a 16.
16 is a failure. What about Arius?
Was I in that? My bad. I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck me.
Get a hero point.
It's been like 2 hours. You haven't given any hero
points. Yeah, I'm at a hero point. Can I? That but you give me a hero point for doing my taxes.
Oh my god. If anything, I should take one away for you distracting us on your taxes.
So you know how many tax returns I've done today? How many hero points do I get?
Speaking of taxes,
I've got 37 of them.
God damn it, David. So you using this hero point or not?
Yeah, I did. I got 26 instead. Looks like that's a success.
All right, yeah, a 26 is a success. All right, so you've got Shara on the failure here taking full damage, and then the other two taking half. Did not do great on the 66. It was 19 bludgeoning damage.
I think my selfish shield just says an enemy within 15 feet damages you. So she would be damaging me. She's within 15 feet, so I think my selfish shield should work. I will take 4 less. Luckily, she rolled poorly on her 66.
Yeah, she rolled pretty bad on that. So it looks like 9 damage to Arius and Lucan and 15 to Shara. Reductions all around. Then after Sani, that takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
First action, I stand. Second action, I move 10 feet. Third action, I move 5 feet up into her face.
Get right adjacent. All right. Then after Arius closes the distance, kicks. It's your turn.
All right. So we're back and we're just fighting this broad now. The two crocs are down.
Yep.
Yeah, both crocs are down. Just her, and she's not in sight of you. I don't think you actually would have seen her cross, but you absolutely would have seen the crushing wave spell that she cast.
I definitely want to step up and try to see her. Do I see her?
Looks like it. She's right outside. Like,
forgot to aid somebody.
Just about to like walk into another room here, it looks like.
Can I get a will save from her?
A will save? Alright, alright. I'll bite. What are you casting?
Hideous laughter.
Oh. Alright. 26.
She can't use reactions.
Can't use reactions. At the top of round 5, Lucan, it's your turn.
Alright, Lucan. Well, Sundrinker will swim down 10 feet and attack.
So, is some drinker independent, or do you need to be able to like see what he's doing? Or
they are independent. They just need to be within 100 feet of me, and can do whatever they want or whatever I want.
So you don't have to like direct it specifically,
right?
So yep, the fact that you're way back in the other room is fine.
It's not like an animal companion where you have to be like, go do this thing.
Yeah, different than that. It can take my full round of actions if it wants to, or if I want it to. And I will slice at this thing.
You said if it wanted to, and that makes me want to play a summoner that, like, this fucking Eidolon is, like, a jerk and, like, steals your turns.
I take all 3 of your actions.
It's like you haven't unlocked the badge to fucking control it yet.
Actually, first of all, I'll use an action from Lucan to cast Boost Eidolon. And then Sundrinker will attack with my third action. Well, we'll do that as an act together. Sundrinker will essentially get 2 strikes. Strike 1, I get a nat 20.
Nice.
So that will be 30 slashing damage.
34
because of Shara.
That, like, absolutely cuts her across the face, and just droplets of blood begin to spread out in the water, and she looks at you, Sundrinker. Oh, rude.
About to be more rude. I attack again, though I'll probably miss, but we'll see. I get a 20. I am just going to say fuck it and use my hero point.
Oh, shit.
And just see. Just see what we can get. Nope, I miss.
Nah, best I can do is worse. All right. Well, then after Lucan, Shara, it's your turn.
All right, Shara's going to move up next to her also. And, you know, we're going to try to take her down. We are still in water, so slashing gets a -2. Get a 23. That misses because of the fucking slashing versus piercing, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, there's no reason not to at this point, I don't think, so I'm going to use my hero point. Nope, rolled worse also. Third action. I have nothing that just, like, deals damage, so... Yeah, we're just going to swing for it. Hopefully that nat 20. Give him a killer before she gets to go again.
All right.
I mean, instead of raise my shield and whatever. Oh, it was almost a nat 20. Instead of it's a 2.
Very close.
Yeah, completely miss.
All right. Then that takes us over to Sani, Bride of the Sea. And in an almost frenzied state, she begins to lash out. She is near death, and she just uses her last actions to strike out at Arius, Sundrinker, and Shara in turn. So this first one is on Arius. She rolls a 4 and gets a 20.
Yeah, misses by 1.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's see. On Sundrinker, 27.
That'll hit.
Dealing you 17 points of slashing damage. And you know what, actually? Instead of swinging for the fences with the third one, she's going to move back. I'm going to kind of flavor it like she's stumbling back after slashing out and connecting with Sundrinker. But she does move backwards. Back into the room.
So it's not just a step.
Yeah, it's not just a step. She strides. Swims, I should
Pick
say.
A swing.
She swims.
Does she, though?
Swinging. Stabbing. 24 to hit.
24 hits because you're stabbing.
Fuck, Tyler. 12. 14 damage.
14 damage.
I remembered.
Can I tell you a secret?
Is she dead?
That extra 2 kill her.
The extra 2 kills her.
Yes! That's a secret right there.
So as she's swiping away at the party and backing into the main courtyard of the Ergothoan Temple, you run her through, cutting the dress on the front and the back. There's a big slit down the middle on both sides, but she's also...
How dare you do that to Lucan?
There's things you can do with that.
She's also dead, though.
She's also dead.
I feel like the Dread Marshal stance should be like a Shara, like, feeds into your hate, everybody's hate and anger, and it makes them do more damage or something.
I like that.
Yeah, that extra 2 damage.
I mean, obviously, it's a combination of all the other damage done also, but she doesn't get to do whatever she was gonna do.
Congratulations. She had a 35-foot swim speed. She could have just swam her full speed the other direction and be out of reach. Now, she knew she would
have... Yeah, we could have never really caught her.
Yeah, not at that point. She knew she was risking it doing it with Arius nearby because he'd already smacked her twice, but it was a risk that she had to take at that moment.
I mean, if she didn't move, she was going to get smacked by all 5 of us. So.
Right. Congratulations. You've defeated Sani, Bride of the Sea. And one more hag in the Graveclaw Coven bites the dust.
And with that, Sani, Bride of the Sea, is Sani died in the sea. Now Shara can reconsecrate this temple to her god Ergothoa, or is it redesiccate? Oh, whatever. The real question is, will we now discover who's actually behind this poisoning plot? Find out next time as we continue Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.